Tuesday, September 15th. I feel so uninspired to write today. Do I really have anything to say? I read an amazing piece of writing yesterday, and I felt challenged to write more carefully, crafting each word like I felt this author had done. This morning, I just feel dull, uncreative, and empty. Father, why do I have such overwhelming doubts? I know that you've given me this opportunity to write, and I want to receive it with joy and confidence, but I don't feel joyful or confident. I'm tired and crabby, and I feel completely unworthy to write this book. On days like today, fresh brewed life feels more like an indictment rather than an invitation. I ask for your presence. I started journaling when I was 15, on the day I became a Christian. My heart had been filled to overflowing, and there was no one to share it with but God. I wanted to look at the words, feel the joy, and relive each moment. I was afraid I would forget what had happened to me. I brought my heart to Christ on December 21st, 1982, 2 days before my 16th birthday. My sister Vanessa was visiting with us over the Christmas holidays. She had been living with our dad, and we hadn't seen each other in a year or more. We had grown apart. A few years before, she had given her life to Christ, and I had given mine to drugs and alcohol. That particular night of her visit, we stayed up late to talk. We were desperate to try to reconnect somehow, but we spoke different languages. I was cool and distant as Vanessa began talking about the love of Christ. And surprising mainly me, God began a gentle stirring and then a not-so-gentle stirring. At that point, her words ceased to be words, and a spiritual earthquake rocked my soul. It wasn't like I even opened my heart. I sort of cracked the door to peep out, and God tore the door off the hinges. His love flooded my life like a swollen river overflows its banks, and everything rose and began to move downstream. I was lost in a new way, caught up in the intensity and passion of the greatest love I have ever known. I have heard that it takes a new Christian about 2 years to forget what it was like to be without Christ. Hopelessness is replaced by arrogance, doubt by simplified certainty, humility by self-righteousness. I didn't want to forget. The pages of my early journals were full of raw gratitude. I saw so clearly what God had saved me from, myself. He had given me a chance to choose life in the midst of death all around me. At night before bed, I would pull out a blue cardboard-covered spiral-bound notebook and pour my guts out on the page. I would write psalm-like odes of amazement and thankfulness for what God had done in my life. My family was in shambles, and my journal became the first safe place I had ever found to write about the crazy world I lived in. It was on those pages that I learned to bring my heart to God, broken piece by broken piece. I learned to pray in my journal, often crying as I wrote. I asked God on paper why things had happened the way they had. I brought him my toughest questions and put forth my requests. Often I would go back and highlight the question or the request when he answered or brought new clarity. Journaling became for me the tangible representation of my relationship with God and my wrestlings with the world around me. Now, almost 30 years later, I still do the same things. No longer before bed, but as often as I can, I sit with my journal and pen in the presence of the Lord. Countless other women journal as a way of life, and I've found them over the years. Usually when I find an author I love, it comes as no surprise that he or she has kept a journal for years. One example is Madeline L'Engle.